Is it really? Oh, thank you. That's Eric Burden in War there, and that one's called Paint It Black. Brings the time to 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. Oh. Just carry on with your knitting for a couple of hours. When he wants to get me little thing back on again. There we are. Well, here we are, all jolly well gathered together on the Alan West programme, which is going through till late tonight. And if you're having tea at the present time, actually we've got a very, very quiet, very intimate sound coming up very shortly. So you can all sit down, relax, and take it easy for 2.5 minutes. You're listening, of course, to R&I, the sound of summer across Europe. And we've got music for you right through till 3 this morning. And as promised, something you can relax to. So just sit down, get hold of a book, turn the lights down low. I know it's a bit early, but you can try, can't you? And have a listen to the number 22 sound this week from a Bread, and it's called If.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show.
Beautiful sound, you know. Must be one of the shortest titles on record, that one. It's called If, and it's by the very, very talented group Bread.
Weather break, go, go!
Thank you. Northern areas will have sunny spells and showers for the rest of the afternoon and evening. In the south, it'll be cloudy with periods of rain at times. The outlook, showers and sunny intervals.
Public in for the years gone by.
R&I.
Hit back.
Must apologise to listeners on FM before this record really gets into its thing. It's a bit scratched, you see.
Awake, resting from the day. I can hear the clock passing time away. I couldn't sleep, for on my mind was the image of the girl I ought to find. I looked straight up at the ceiling up above, thinking of the girl whom I really love. Oh, will it be soon when she'll exist? Was only to me.
And now the clock is still passing time, and I know someday that she will be mine. I know she'll always bring me love, for she's the image of the girl I love. Yes, she's the image of the girl I love.
All the way from 1960, that's a fellow there called Nelson Keane and The Image of a Girl. Oh, terribly scratched, isn't it? 18 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You're with the Alan West programme through till 8 tonight, and then we have Tony Allen sitting in for Chris Benson John.
This is the Alan West Show.
Right! Radio Lossy.
And a music maker, actually, this week from Earth, Wind and Fire called Help Somebody. Wind and Fire there, and an R&R music maker called Help Somebody. And what shall we have next? Ah, I think, yes, why not?
This is the Radio North Sea Prediction LP of the Week.
Speed along the highway, honey, I want it my way. Radio City. Sitting in the back seat of my
from the R&I LP of the week this week, a great LP by Paul and Linda McCartney called Ram, and that's the last track on the second side. It's called The Backseat of My Car, and taking us up to 7:30 and station ID time, here's Oye Como Va. I actually said it right. Makes a change, doesn't it? Yes, it is a bit chilly, yes, I agree. I think I'll put me woolly on. Where's me long johns?
Presenteert. De mobiele discotheek op woensdag 9 juni aanstaande in café-restaurant De Gelderblom, Stationsstraat 143 in Ermelo. Aanvangstijd 9 uur in medewerking van de DJ's Ferry Maat en Mike Ross. Woensdag 9 juni de mobiele discotheek in Ermelo.
I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free.
Program going through till 8 tonight, and if you want to drop a line to Alan, the address is RNI, Post Office Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. RNI, PO Box 117, Hilversum in Holland.
This is the Alan West Show.
Right! Radio Lossy.
Thank you.
Oh, what a lovely thrill that was. Mick Abraham's band, and that's a track from an LP. Oh, what's the LP called? It's called Mick Abraham's. And that track's called Greyhound Bus. 21 minutes now before 8 o'clock. And Tony Allen. Oh! Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I think a round of applause is necessary. Oh. Well, you know what I've forgotten to do, don't you? You're not going to believe this. I forgot to lower my lever, you see. Now, if I lower it up... It's all very unprofessional, this. You're not supposed to hear that, really. I'm letting all my secrets out today, aren't I? Number one sound this week in the R&I Super Hit 50, this is The Rolling Stones and Brown Sugar. Which is a lot better than the horrible white refined stuff that we see nowadays. Mike, hello, Mike. Yes, welcome. Oh, you've brought me a weather. What a lovely thrill that was. Yes.
It's not very good weather, though.
Isn't it?
No. It doesn't look too hot for tomorrow.
What does MR stand for, Mr.? Oh, Mike Ross. Yes.
Yes.
Weather MR 1930. That's the year you were born, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which means, of course, that you're 51 years old.
No, it doesn't.
41.
41 years old.
Yes. Thank you. It's finished.
All right.
The record's finished. Yes, thanks very much, Mike. Yes. I shall blow the people's minds after the next record with the weather, you see. Oh.
This is the Alan West Show.
Right! Radio Love
Sad movie.
Through the scratches of plays gone by.
Always make me cry.
This is Carol Dean.
Show alone. They turned down the light.
There's a 1961, the sound of Carol Dean and Sad Movies. Always made me cry.
Weather break, go, go!
Thank you. This evening will continue mainly overcast with occasional clear periods and showers. Tomorrow will be similar to today with scattered showers and sunny periods.
Vakantie. Dan de wegwijzer door het toeristisch tijdschrift Reizen. In het juni-nummer vindt u reportages over de stille Lunenburger Heide, nieuwe attracties in eigen land, vakantie op de boerderij, Belgische kastelen, Marokko in geuren en kleuren en een kritisch onderzoek van de overtochtmogelijkheden naar Engeland. Verder in het juni-nummer van Reizen tientallen vakantietips. Eerst reizen, lezen, dan pas op reis gaan.
Didn't make the flowers, and he didn't make
Yes, that's a track actually from the new maxi single by the Kinks. And that particular track was called God's Children. 10 minutes to 8 o'clock on the Alan West programme. That means we've got just 10 more minutes of music left. Broadcasting on 220 metres medium wave band, also in the 49 metre short wave band, and in FM channel 44. Music for you 21 hours a day from 6 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the morning. And right now, the sound of Ringo Starr. Yes, a very good sound there from Ringo Starr, which is number 20 this week in the R&I Hit 50, and that one's called It Don't Come Easy, which is true enough, I suppose. The Crispin St. John hit pick, this is. MacArthur Park.
Not in my business, just walking the street. No one beside me and no one to meet. Aimlessly drifting with nowhere to go. Nobody needed me so.
Little by little, you're proving me right.
think Crispin St. John has chosen a winner there. That's MacArthur Park, and that one's called It Could Be Tonight. You're joking, I'm 4 miles off the coast.
Go, 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 go.
Swing with Europe Summer 71. R&R. The place of a modern Europe.
You will find the fun.
It's Alan West on Radio North Sea.
Coast to coast.
Oh. Yes, I forgot this sort of faded in. It's very embarrassing when they fade in, because you've got to talk for a while, isn't it? A high diddle diddle, the cat on the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. Just about winds up the Alan West program for tonight. Thanks very much for joining me. This is Dave Rogers saying a very good evening to you. I hope you can join me again at midnight tonight on my own program. Coming up now, we have Mike Ross with the news, followed by Tony Allen on the Crispy and St. John show. Incidentally, the record you're listening to now is John Congas, and the number 32 sound this week, which is called He's Gonna Step On You. Ah, the pain, the pain. Oh dear, oh dear. It's 8 o'clock.
Radio North Sea International News. The latest reports from around the world.
Good evening, this is Mike Ross. The Bengal cholera epidemic has been contained, it was announced today by the Indian authorities. Japan has offered £1 million to the country to aid the situation in the epidemic area. And in England, the British Foreign Minister has praised the British charities for their aid and also praised the Indian authorities in the way in which they coped with the situation. Anyone visiting Britain that has been in an area where cholera cases have been reported will have to produce an inoculation certificate before they will be allowed into the country. And a spokesman for the Ministry of Health said that it was highly unlikely that a cholera outbreak would start in Britain due to the high standard of hygiene maintained in the country. Also in India, it is reported that foreign journalists in the country are convinced that there will soon be a war between Pakistan and India if something is not done by the big international powers. High-ranking ministers from the Indian government are already explaining the situation to some of them in the hope that something may be done. In Iraq, the authorities have announced a new deal with the British, American, Dutch, French oil consortium over the price and supply of crude oil. The new deal will apparently double the country's oil revenue. An exquisite portrait by the Jacobean miniaturist Isaac Oliver has been sold in England for a record £65,000. The art piece is to stay in the country. The three Russian cosmonauts are still aboard the Salyut space station. They are busy carrying out experiments. The Salyut has now moved into a higher orbit, and the men could remain in space for more than a week. The Foreign Minister of the Soviet Union, Mr. Gromyko, has put forward plans to the United Nations for a unilateral treaty which would prevent the moon being used for military purposes. In Northern Ireland, a bomb went off near a Land Rover in which five soldiers were travelling. The device was apparently set off by an electrical charge operated by men hiding in a nearby ditch. No one was hurt. The first test between Pakistan and England ended in a draw after 1 hour's play today. The final score was England 229 for 5. They finished 26 runs behind the Pakistanis. And now the weather. The general forecast is overcast with occasional showers and some sunny periods. The outlook is remaining much the same. This is North Sea News. The next bulletin will be at 21 hours.
This is the Crispy and St. John Show.
Right! Baby,